Welcome! Today, we're discussing an interesting content about a powerful technique to supercharge AI coding assistants. We're talking about how to make Claude Code validate its own work.
I'm so excited to get into this. It's a concept that sounds simple, but the performance gains are absolutely incredible. It fundamentally changes how you interact with these models.
Okay, so let's start at the beginning. Why is it so important for an AI, like Claude, to verify its own code? Can't it just write it correctly the first time?
That's the perfect question. The article uses a great analogy. Imagine you have to write code for, say, the Fibonacci sequence. But here's the catch. You can never run it. You have to write it perfectly on your first try without ever seeing the output.
Oh, wow. That sounds impossibly difficult. I'd be so stressed about making a tiny syntax error or a logic mistake.
Exactly. It's an immense amount of pressure. And that's what we're asking AI to do when we don't give it a validation loop. We're putting it in a position where it's far more likely to fail. By letting it test its own code, tweak it, and see the results, you're enabling it to work just like a human developer does.
That makes so much sense. So what are the actual benefits? The article mentions a few key advantages, right?
They're huge. First, the model gets much better at what's called one-shotting an implementation. That means it spends way less time iterating back and forth with you.
Got it. So it's more likely to nail the solution on its own without me having to hold its hand through 10 different versions.
Precisely. Second, it can run for longer on a single task. It just keeps going, testing, and refining until it successfully verifies its own work. And that leads to the third point. It can complete much more complex tasks than it could otherwise.
Okay, I'm sold on the why, but let's get into the how. The article provides a fantastic real-world example involving long LLM processing times. Can you walk us through that?
Of course. So the author had a problem where processing conversational AI transcripts was sometimes taking over 2 minutes, which is just unacceptable. The median time was okay, but the outliers were killing performance.
Right. A classic latency issue. How did Claude help figure that out?
Well, after explaining the situation to Claude, the most likely cause was identified: a single massive LLM call with too many input and output tokens. The solution was to split that one big call into 3 smaller parallel calls.
I see, but here's the crucial part, the validation. How did Claude ensure that its new 3-part solution actually produced the same result as the old slow one?
This is where the magic happens. It's a perfect task for self-validation, because you have a known expected output, the result from the original single LLM call. The instruction was essentially, okay, Claude, rewrite this to use 3 calls. Then run both the old and new versions and compare the outputs. They should be almost exactly the same.
So it had a clear target to aim for. It could just keep iterating on its own code until the outputs matched.
You got it. It kept working until it could prove to itself that the new implementation was correct. And it successfully one-shot at the problem, coming back with a working solution. No back and forth needed.
That's amazing for data-driven tasks, but what about something that isn't so black and white? The article brings up designing a web page, which is, you know, visual. How on earth does an LLM validate that?
That's the next level, and it's where things get really futuristic. The problem was implementing a web page design from a screenshot inside a large existing code base. That's a tough task to get right on the first try.
Definitely. There are so many dependencies, CSS quirks. It could go wrong in 100 different ways. How does Claude see its own work?
The key is a tool called Claude in Chrome. You can actually give the AI model access to your browser to visually inspect results. It's mind-blowing.
Wait, what? So you're saying it can look at the screen?
Essentially, yes. The workflow is this. You give Claude the design screenshot. You instruct it to first attempt to implement the design. Then it spins up the local web server, loads the page in Chrome, takes a screenshot of its own work, and then visually compares its screenshot to the original design you gave it.
And if it sees differences, it just tries again? It iterates on the code based on what it saw?
Exactly. It continues iterating until the designs look almost the same. But here's a point I'm a little skeptical about, or at least that needs a careful touch. What if the design is ambiguous, or something is technically impossible to implement within the existing code base? Could it get stuck in an infinite loop, just trying to match something it can't?
Ah, that's a brilliant point. An edge case where the AI could just spin its wheels forever. How does the author suggest handling that?
This is the most important part of the instruction, and it turns the AI from a simple tool into a true collaborator. You have to tell it, if you see any discrepancies you can't fix, or if it's unclear how to implement something, inform me.
Oh, I love that. So you're empowering it to ask questions. It's not just a blind coder. It's a partner that can come to you for clarification. That seems like a much safer and more effective way to work.
It's a total game changer. It makes the agent proactive. It will work autonomously until it hits a wall, and then it knows to ask for help, rather than just failing silently or getting stuck. It's a fantastic technique for working with any coding agent.
So, to wrap this up, allowing Claude to validate its own work, whether by comparing data outputs or visually inspecting a web page, radically improves its performance. It can solve more complex problems with less hand-holding and become a more effective partner in the development process.
Absolutely. It's about building that feedback loop directly into the AI's workflow. The two examples, fixing the LLM latency and implementing the web design, perfectly illustrate how this can be applied to both logical and visual tasks.
This has been incredibly insightful. It really shifts the paradigm from just giving commands to designing systems where the AI can guide itself to success. A huge thank you for breaking that down for us. And to our listeners, thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next time.